Are you halfway through the summer and experiencing the midsummer blues? Time is running out and you just haven't taken enough days off to enjoy all that New Hampshire has to offer. Don't despair. Today, we're going to share some top summer vacation ideas that are right here in the Granite State. Welcome to Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. Let's face it, summer is a short season here in New England. We literally have 12 to 16 weeks to enjoy the warm weather that turn our beaches and lakes into fantastic natural water parks. If you haven't carved out time to hit the water, there's still plenty to do. Today, I'll share a list of super fun activities that are close to home and affordable for you and your family. First of all, I want to talk about ATV adventuring. We just rented a quad ATV for our family of four in Gorham, New Hampshire. It was a blast. Our rental company brought us to the access point for us to enter a mountain that was packed with ATV trails. Once inside the gates, we could explore wherever we wanted to go. There were trails that were marked for no admittance, so obviously we had to abide by those signs. Plus, we did find out that most ATV trails have a 25 mile per hour limit, which we were told are monitored by local fish and game authorities. We personally didn't find the speed a restriction because we didn't know the trails and there were definitely some areas with sharp corners and all the trails are dirt and bumpy. We loved the adventure that took us to the base of windmills, a waterfall, and Jericho State Park. At the park, there is a small store equipped with water and snacks, so that was a perfect short stop. By the way, the ATV rental company provided the helmets, which are mandatory on the trails. And for those considering this activity, keep in mind each rider has to wear protective eye gear. Sunglasses are fine. Our only complaint was the dust. Like many areas in New Hampshire, the White Mountains are experiencing a drought, so the trails were super dusty. I would definitely recommend bringing some wipes, and more specifically, makeup wipes, for cleaning off after the ride. There are age restrictions for drivers and riders, so be sure to check with your rental company before you book. Okay, the next activity is zip lining. Have you ever walked off a very functional wood platform only to experience a free fall? It is a complete rush. Our family did this a couple of years ago, and if I remember correctly, it was a little more expensive than the ATV rental, but so worth it. Our guides drove us to this lush forest full of zip lines and platforms. We signed up for a five-line experience, which meant they drove us to the top of a mountain and hooked us up for a series of zips that took us from the top to the bottom of the mountain. And each zip line was a little different. Some were shorter and some were longer, but it was all good. And I really liked having the four breaks at each platform. It gave us a chance to connect as a family before hooking up for the next line. The staff were excellent and very safety conscious. Zip lining took about 4 hours to complete, including the ride to and from the forest area. The company provided helmets and all the safety gear that you need. It was quite an experience, and we're actually planning to do it again this fall. Get it? Fall? Anyway, highly recommended, highly recommended. Okay, the next one, kayaking. Before we moved to Nashua a few years ago, we lived on the Sauhegan River in Merrimack, and it was an easy access in and out of the Sauhegan for kayaking. We always launched near the Amherst Country Club, and depending on how long we wanted to stay on the river, there were many areas that we could get out. In the summertime, the Sauhegan is just a really nice, lazy river with a slow current, and there are lots of places to take out and enjoy a picnic. Now that we live close to the Nashua River, we've managed to get out on that a couple of times as well. So whether it's the Sauhegan or the Nashua River, kayaking never disappoints, but remember to always wear a life jacket. Okay, the last one here, biking. New Hampshire has amazing bike trails. We live in Nashua, we take advantage of the Nashua Rail Trail that runs into Massachusetts. And of course, if you're familiar with this trail, you know there's a sweet spot to stop in Pepperell, Massachusetts. Literally, it is an ice cream shop right on the trail. Almost every town I've gone through in New Hampshire has these rail-to-trail conversions, and they are amazing. I highly recommend checking out your local area for bike trails. So I could go on and on about the great outdoors in New Hampshire, but time just doesn't permit. If you're really stumped, just Google things to do near me. You'll be amazed at the different activities and experiences that await you. If you have any ideas that would be great for our listeners, we'd like to hear from you. Email us at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org Thanks for listening, and make sure you like and follow our new Making Money Personal podcast Facebook page. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Have a great day.